Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
What do you mean?
Like, literally, we've had packages and packages. Most of them are Theo's, though, from Amazon. But what's this one? This looks more exciting.
This is a package for me and you.
For me?
Yeah.
What is it, then?
It's something to do when Theo's in bed.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's a VR headset.
Oh, I was thinking, but it's good. Okay, I thought we've already got a VR headset.
This is the PlayStation VR 2.
Right, let's deep dive in.
Crack it open. Oh, it's the Naked Gaming Podcast, by the way, but Lee's got a knife, so don't worry about it. Whoa, dangerous.
Mate, I am a professional unwrapper.
Are you, though?
The amount of stuff we unwrap. For Theo.
Careful.
I've just ordered a teething ring.
Do you know how much this costs? Do you just start with the price before you whap the box and, like, knife it to
Ooh,
death? How much do you think this costs?
Shiny.
How much do you think that costs on its own?
£200.
Try £530.
What? Okay.
So that's how much.
Carefully on the floor.
I was going to say, you're not really being that careful unboxing this.
I feel like when you open the box, the PlayStation theme tune should just play.
What the?
Yeah.
So okay. What have we got in here?
So we've got the actual headset.
This is like Christmas.
I know. Wow, that's Ooh. Chunky. It's like a helmet.
The one we've got already is the Meta Quest 2. But this is the... Oh, wow, this is a big one.
It looks like a helmet. This is bulky.
So it looks like... It does nothing.
This is chunkier than what we have already. Yeah. Like, this is huge. This is like a biker's helmet.
Yeah, if it was covered over the top, it would be like a biker's helmet. You know, like a golf hat has like it has the hole in the head, but then it has, like, the bit sticking out the front, like the shelfy bit out the front.
It's a bit bigger than that.
It's like a cap with a hole. It's like a monk's.
Right, let's see where else we're going here. Right, another box. Oh, this cable's boring.
Yeah, I'll be dealing with them in a minute.
And then, I've got the two controls.
So these are the handheld portable bits.
Ooh,
oh, wow.
They look futuristic.
That's the left-handed one. How does that feel to hold? Compared to
they're a bit weird. I would say
Oculus, Meta Quest 2.
Hang on,
sorry.
Let me go get.
All right, you're going to go and get it from its prized position underneath the telly. Oh, these do feel weird, don't they? I was just holding the left hand of the PlayStation VR 2 controller, and it feels odd.
This is the Oculus. Put that in your. I'll hold the microphone. Okay. Teamwork. Teamwork makes the dream work.
This is like how we changed Theo. One of us does one bit, the other one does the other end.
So, just looking, the VR2 looks massive.
So, the Oculus Meta Quest 2, I can't look anyway. The Meta Quest 2 controller is a little bit like, you know, like the PlayStation controller, like the left side of it. Imagine mm-hmm. you were holding that in your left hand, but it's got like a circle around your thumb.
It's dinky.
Whereas the PlayStation VR 2 is not actually anything
massive.
Like it. Nothing like the PlayStation controller on the right side. It's like it sort of swooshes round and it feels like I'm kind of wearing a glove.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, if you get the Oculus headset out and put that next to this beast...
PSBR.
Oh my god.
Beast reality. Oh wow.
Yeah. Ah, tell you what the main difference is.
So the Oculus is the one that we've been using for the Meta Quest 2 is the one that we've been using for a while.
It looks pretty basic next to the VR2, doesn't it?
Yeah, it looks like the old one we've been using, it just looks like it kind of straps in with a like a sort of mini seatbelt around your head.
Yeah, whereas the VR2, like, they've actually spent some money around the headpiece.
It's got padding.
It's got padding, man.
So, in you, because you've played a lot of the Meta Quest 2, having played that and nothing else so far, what would you say the good and the bad is of that before we dive into the PlayStation
VR? The physicalities of it,
everything
though.
About it. So the way it feels, the way it looks, the way it plays.
So the way it feels, I would say it's all right for a headset. It's not too bad. The problem is the front bit's so heavy that the straps don't really hold it in place that well, and that's probably where it falls down. So you've got it
literally
on your...
Falls down.
literally falls down. Because you've got it on your head, you strap it to your head with these, like you say, these kind of seatbelt kind of straps, and it doesn't really keep it in place. So you can kind of see light shining through the edges. You don't really feel like you're fully immersed. You're constantly moving it up and down your face. It gets a bit sweaty, if I have to be honest. But I do really like the Oculus because the games are amazing, especially Beat Saber and Pistol Whip. And they have really spent some money on the games. I think as one of the kind of the first VR headsets, I think it's pretty good. And how much was that?
At the time, because they upped it by 50 quid, it was 300 quid. The one thing I would say about the Meta Quest 2 that we've been using for a while is that very often when you're playing games, if you haven't got it set absolutely bang on correct, it's very blurry. That's the biggest problem that people say when they play the games. It's fine if it's sitting right, but if more than one person uses it, like me and you, we have different eye settings, different head strap lengths, etc.
How do you change the eye settings? Can you remember?
Yeah, you just poke them. So you just move it. Like
It's pretty basic, isn't it?
It has three eye settings.
You know, I can already tell what the difference is going to be. I think the Oculus is a very good headset, but it's pretty basic. And I think, I'm just going to guess here, the VR2 is going to be futuristic.
I've spotted a problem, though.
Oh, why has it got... No. Has it got a plug-in?
It's got a massive cable on it.
Get lost. Maybe it's to charge it.
I don't think so. I think it's
I'm not playing with a cable in it.
I think it's built in.
Well, that's ridiculous. What you've seen what I'm like. I'm agile, baby. I'm ducking and diving. I can't do that with a cable attached.
So the Oculus is self-contained. You can play it anywhere. You don't need a screen. Whereas the PSVR 2 needs the PlayStation, which is already about 500 quid, and it has to plug in.
Well, let's see. Let's get going.
So I've been left to do the administration of the PSVR 2. What are you going to do while I set this
I've
up?
I've got thousands of sleep suits to iron.
Okay.
Theo literally has thousands and thousands and thousands of sleep suits.
Okay.
It's never ending.
So that's probably...
I'll be ironing in the background.
That's more useful than what I'm doing, which is setting up the PlayStation VR 2. So thankfully, for all of our sanity, I've pre-installed the two games that we're going to play today. Horizon VR version, which I think has the word mountain in it. We'll find that in a second. And also Gran Turismo actually has a VR update.
Ooh, I'm excited about
which should be a lot of fun to race the cars. It's going to be interesting to see how realistic they feel. Also, Resident Evil 4 should have a VR update, but it hasn't come yet, as far as I can see. So we'll have to do that in a future episode. But I think we'll have our hands full with this. So the first things first, what am I supposed to do? I think I've got to plug this cable in and see where that takes us. I dread to think how much installation there's going to be required for this. Also, in the what I'm imagining is going to be the VR area, there is a candle, a baby rocker, a baby mat, a baby mirror, a baby guitar, a baby crab shaker. We're in. The PlayStation is on. Oh, I've got Star Wars Jedi Survivor sitting there, Dead Island 2, all the games. Anyway, so the VR one is called Horizon Call of the Mountain. I mean, shall I just press play game?
Surely it needs more
setup than that. I know what's going to happen. If this works, the ironing's going to suddenly stop and you're going to be over here.
I've waited for this game so
Look what it says. You need a PlayStation VR 2 to use this game or app. I knew this would happen. This is why I'm doing the admin. Update your PlayStation VR 2 to the latest version. Imagine if it now says 4 hours. We set aside this time. We've put Theo specially to bed so he can do this. Get started on the frickin' setup. Oh. It's done. Oh, yeah. By the way, the reason we didn't do this already was because our internet was down for 2 weeks. It says to connect the stereo headphones to your VR headset.
Have a look in the box there.
Oh, is that what this was hiding from me? Stereo headphones. We found them. I never like to read instructions. Are you the same?
I want to say, yes, I do read the instructions, but no, I don't. Lots of Theo's toys are just based on, like, how do you think this is going to work? Give it a go. It works.
Right, we're going to connect the stereo headphones. Here we go. Connect it by the cable. No, I don't want to do this. Should we just go to bed and do this another day? 2 hours later. 2 hours later. Oh, I can't do it. So I've got to connect each controller to the PS5 one by one using a special USB cable so that it updates them, I'm guessing. Right, they're connected and they're updated, everybody. Done it. Well done. Great success. So what is immediately coming to my attention is that I'm going to have to buy a charger for the hand controllers, because you're not going to sit there and charge one then the other one, are you? So that's what I'm already learning. Pull out the scope.
Oh my lord.
I've released the headband. Okay, it's ridiculous. This is very strange.
Wow, that looks awesome.
Oh, wow. Oh, this is much better than the Oculus in terms of darkening the surrounding bit of the room. It's got like a sort of drape, is the only way I can describe it, around your eyes.
Yeah.
Although it's still quite blurry, to be completely honest with you.
Just looking at Chris right now while he just kind of fumbles with it. There's lots of little bits you can kind of adjust. So you can adjust the top bit around your head to make it fit the top of your head. And then there's a bit, like he says, just kind of like a rubber drape that goes from the headset to your head so that it totally blacks it out. So he's putting these little headphones in, which are already attached to the top of the headset. And it just looks a lot more futuristic than the Oculus.
Oh, this is much better than the Oculus. So what it's done is it's got like a zoom focus. You know, like when you're at the opticians and they say, is that better or worse? What it's done is there's a dial that I can use to zoom in and out. And then when it's the right distance, the screen tells me, it says you've hit the correct point that you need to hit now. And it's gotten much less blurry, which is interesting.
By the way, if you want to have a look at that, we'll post something on our Insta and our Facebook.
So it's tracking my eyes now. Is that good? Do I want PlayStation to be able to track my eyes? So it's coming with dots on the screen and it's moving around like an eye test. And I'm following the dot with my eyes and it's actually, I guess, calibrating everything based on that. This is so much more advanced. The setup for this is next level compared to the Oculus. I feel like I should be paying somebody for this. And so we've discovered your eyes are badly damaged from years of playing video games. For that, oh, wow, it can tell where I'm looking. Wherever I look, if I look to the left, it bings. To the right. Can you hear this knock?
I can see your eyes on the TV screen. I can see you looking at all those different coloured spots. How does it feel on your head? Is it like lighter or heavier or than the Oculus?
It feels...
So I would say the Oculus is very front heavy. Like, I felt like the straps pulled the back of my head, and that's why my face got sweaty.
Much more comfortable. Like, way, way, way more comfortable than the Oculus. It feels already like a crazy world, like another level of immersion. Although, weirdly, you know how the Oculus, the graphics can look really good when you're in person?
Yeah.
The PlayStation VR 2 thing just showed up in front of me. Looks a little bit low resolution, if I'm totally honest with you. It says, this game requires you to sometimes engage in physical activity with movement or swinging of the controllers.
I hope not, because we've literally got, like, flowers and Mr. Krabby and stuff around here.
So it's absolutely pitch black, which is a good sign because it means nothing, no light is coming through.
Are the machines there?
What are you doing? Kavad.
If the boat goes over, it'll drown in these chains.
So he drowns.
What? It's throwing me a bit in the deep end here. There's been no explanation as to what's going on or anything like that. We're just on a boat.
It looks... The graphics don't look great on the TV screen.
I'll tell you what, though. They seem low resolution. Do you know what I mean by that? Yeah. Like,
it doesn't look...
It's not that...
It doesn't look that impressive.
No. It's better than... Look, can you see what I'm looking at?
Yeah. So that big robotic eagle. Birds.
Can you describe it better than me? Because I'm like, it's very...
Sure. So what it looks like is, well, like a fantasy world. You've got robotic animals. I can see a robotic deer, a robotic, what looks like, yeah, deer. We've just seen a robotic eagle fly over. And you're in the middle of the jungle on a canoe trying to avoid the lots of robotic animals. And there's two people in front of you and you're basically on a boat ride. Oh my God, what is that? What is that? Is that like a giraffe or...
It's huge.
A dinosaur? It's all robotic. And you're on this canoe with two other people. Wow. How does that look?
It looks very overwhelming. But unlike the Oculus where you actually feel like you're in the game, I kind of feel like I'm watching a film that I can turn my head in at the moment. Like nothing actually looks like I can interact with it, which maybe is because I can't.
But it still looks like a game, doesn't it? It doesn't look real.
Well, whereas when I played The Walking Dead, Saints and Sinners, with all the zombies coming at you, it felt like I was actually about to be killed by a zombie. This just feels like I'm watching...
Well, have you done anything yet?
Not yet. Oh, I felt the vine. It reacted when the vine was dangling in front of me, and I moved it with my hand, and it reacted on the controller to me, which is unusual. I nearly fell over then. Because the boat got tipped over with their warning, and I was like, whoa. Okay, I'm underwater now, but I don't have to hold my breath, so it's not that realistic.
There's a robotic crocodile.
Yeah, which is all very well.
A swim, mate. Yeah, a swim.
Am I supposed to be swimming?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, if I move my hands, I am swimming faster. That's good. This is a bit too active already. Move my hands, swim, climb. Oh, hang on. What? Grab. Oh, okay. So now it's getting interesting. So... This is very much like the Oculus, so I'm moving my hands up and down a ladder, and as I press the button, it's sort of grabbing onto the, what's it called? Wood.
Run, 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 up and down, up and down, up and down, grab, climb the stairs, climb the stairs.
Really cool, doing this.
You look like an idiot. So Chris is like grabbing things and running through the jungle and trying to climb up these wooden steps away from robotic animals. It's quite good to watch, actually. It's so funny when he has to run, his like little hands are going up and down.
I'm climbing this wall, and every time I need to look to the left or right, yeah, I can do that, but he wants me to use the analog stick to kind of flick to the right like that. Can you see?
It's really jerky and really poor,
to be honest. So you can fire your bow and arrow by holding the bow in your left hand and grabbing, and then you get your right hand and grab an arrow from behind you, as you would imagine, and then it's like you're really aiming it for real in real life. The bloody controls run out of battery. Well, I think we better leave it there then, shall we? That is a little dabble into Horizon on the PSVR 2.
Bit sweaty, mate.
Can you see? It's hot.
You are sweaty.
The graphics weren't as good as I really was hoping for. It feels like it's running at like 720p. It's like a PS4 game. It is amazing to be able to grab the bow and arrows. I'm sure there's a lot more kind of involvement.
It didn't look that impressive.
No.
I'm just going to say that.
Disappointing.
Like, looking at the advert, I was like, whoa, this is like Zelda. It's going to be amazing. Yeah. Beautiful graphics. But yeah, just kind of looked a bit basic.
And it felt a bit basic to play. I think, I don't know how immediately I'd be, like, desperate to jump back in.
Should we see if Gran Turismo is any better?
Gran Turismo is over to you.
I'm not quite sure how to put it on.
So press this button at the back, and it will, like that, winch you in.
It does, like, stop the light coming in from the sides, though. That's why it makes it a lot more enjoyable.
Yeah.
And the headset just feels a bit more secure. Just feels really lightweight, to be honest.
And what about kind of...
It feels like you're sitting in the car. Like, I genuinely feel like I'm sitting in a Ferrari or whatever the hell this is. What is this?
I'm not very good on cars, so you're asking the wrong person. So Gran Turismo 7. Now, weirdly, we discovered, just setting this up, that you don't use the very expensive, swanky PSVR 2 controls. You actually just use a normal controller, which I'm sure you can plug in a steering wheel and all that, but for the purposes of now, here is your normal controller with the normal right trigger being accelerate. It's over to you to play Gran Turismo 7.
Ooh,
with some music tracks in the background.
I like it.
Now, can you see over the steering wheel?
Yeah, just about.
If you sit up higher, you can see more over the steering wheel.
This is super cool. Like, seriously, it actually feels like you're driving a car. The graphics aren't great. A little bit like Horizon. A little bit like you're playing a PS game. Whoa, what's brake? Whoa, God, that gives you a bit of motion sickness. Just go turning around the bend. Oh, God, am I going to make it? Yeah, of course I am. So we're playing the music rally at the minute. And it does feel quite realistic. Oh, God, you do really get a bit of motion sickness, though.
You're going to be sick at the end of this podcast.
This is very odd. But I don't know if you can see on the TV. Yeah. You'd think it would just look a bit better.
It's funny because this game was rated so highly for graphics, and when I'm watching, it looks pretty good for graphics, but I'm guessing you're not seeing it in the kind
of... It's just meh. It's fine. It's fine. When you play, we've played other games, and well, move out of the way.
You crash into the next car. We'll see what happens.
All right, okay.
You take one out.
We've played other games where it's just like phenomenal. Look at this driving, mate. God,
I can hear the screeching of the rubber.
This is literally like driving my Ford Fiesta.
What if you look directly up in the sky and stuff like that? Does it do it?
Yeah. We're going to crash into this car. Watch this. Bosh! Get out of the way.
Take that.
The only problem is, because you're playing with the controller, it kind of takes away kind of any vibrations. If you crash into a car or you're turning around a sharp bend, you can't really feel it. But because I'm sitting down and I'm going around the bends, it's actually making me feel a little bit sick. That looks like my old car.
Does it feel like you're driving whatever this car is, if you see what I mean? Like, does the handling feel different? Because it seems like it's sort of screeching around the corners a bit.
Yeah, I mean, it feels like you're driving the car, but... because the graphics are so bad, you realise you're not. No, we'll have to take this off in a minute. I actually feel really poorly.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Oh, you have a go at that. You have a go.
Is that for real?
Yeah, seriously.
Wow.
You just put that on. See what you think. Really turn around the corners as well.
Yeah.
I'd be intrigued to see if you feel the same thing.
You're right, though. On the telly, you look at the graphics on the telly. They look good, don't they?
Yeah.
But on this, they're shocking. I need to sit up further because I'm too short for this.
You've got a short body.
Oh yeah, it makes you feel really like...
You just play this like for another minute. I bet you start feeling a bit poorly.
Right, hang on. Yeah, it's because... it's unusual because I've never ever had motion sickness before.
Oh, well, this is it, mate.
There's certain moments, isn't there? It's a certain movement that you do. It's because you can move your head so freely. If you're driving in a straight line, like I could just look behind me. Whoa! And that's it. When you look behind into the front, and then when you turn a bit, it's you're totally right. Gosh, I actually do genuinely feel sick.
Right? It feels like you're on a roller coaster.
Can you imagine playing this for like an hour? You have to get like a few plastic bags. I'm gonna have to stop as well. I can't.
Do you know what I mean?
Oh, that's made me feel funny, that.
Right?
I didn't get that feeling when I was playing Horizon, though. So, I think we've got to factor in that the headset itself is £530.
Right. So, the headset itself is amazing. Like,
it costs the same as a PlayStation.
Yeah, it's not worth that. But it's better than the Oculus, the headset itself.
But the games aren't there, though, are they?
No.
I mean, of the VR games that are available, there's this, Horizon, and hopefully at some point soon, Resident Evil.
And that's your lot.
It's kind of it at the moment.
And I would say, from what I've seen today, it's just meh.
What does it need to become?
It needs better games, better graphics. I think it could be there because the headset itself is so much better than the Oculus.
It attracts your eyes, the dark, the damp.
And I was really excited about it. Then I've played it.
I just feel disappointed. Mm. It's like going on, like, you know, a first date, getting really excited. You like what you see. And then you get there.
You wanted Old Faithful, the Meta Quest 2.
I want Old Faithful, yeah, I'm going back.
Beat Saber, here we come.
So what would you give it out of 10?
Me, I would give it... I don't know if I can actually forgive the fact that the graphics are so bad. Mm. So, like, I was going to say, like, 6 or 7, but, like, I think that the graphics being so poor is kind of unforgivable. So maybe, like, 4 out of 3 because of value for money as well?
I think a solid 4.
Yeah.
A solid 4 out of 10. Hmm. Sorry, PlayStation. Do you want a round of Beat Saber?
I just want another round.